From NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. The Justice Department does not plan to seek punishment for two Bush administration lawyers who authorized harsh interrogation practices on terrorism suspects. But NPR's Paul Brown reports a congressional hearing still lies ahead, and a related criminal investigation of CIA operatives is underway.
Early on, a Justice Department report had concluded lawyers John Yoo and Jay Bybee engaged in professional misconduct. Yoo and Bybee wrote that levels of pain and suffering needed to qualify an interrogation technique as torture could be at higher levels than what had been accepted before. But in a departmental review of the report, the finding is now that Yoo and Bybee simply exercised poor judgment in drafting the so-called torture memos. Some Democrats are displeased. Vermont Democratic Senator Patrick Leahy, who chairs the Senate Judiciary Committee, says he plans a hearing next week. A criminal inquiry into whether the actions of a small number of CIA operatives is ongoing because some detainees under interrogation died. Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.
The U.S. ski team is hoping to add to its record haul of medals at the Vancouver Olympics today. Two American medalists are competing in the Super G Alpine race, Lindsey Vonn and Julia Mancuso. From Whistler, British Columbia, NPR's Howard Berkus has a preview.
Lindsey Vonn rested Friday, staying off her skis and out of her boots, hoping her painful right shin would heal more before today's Super G. The race is a mix of downhill and slalom, with a shorter run and more gates than the downhill. The American team has already won half of all the Vancouver Alpine medals so far. That's six bronze, silver, and gold medals, best Olympic showing ever for the U.S. Alpine team. Vonn and Mancuso hope to add two more in one of six races left in the Games. A medal today for Mancuso would tie her with Bodie Miller for the most career medals for an American skier. She's already the leader among U.S. women. Vonn hopes to add to the gold medal she won in the downhill on Wednesday. Howard Berkus, NPR News, Whistler.
Space Shuttle Endeavour is on its way back to Earth after undocking yesterday from the International Space Station. Astronauts spent nearly 10 days installing a new room and observation deck on the outpost, which is now 98% complete. Endeavour's six crew members are scheduled to land at the Kennedy Space Center in Florida tomorrow at 10:20 p.m. Eastern Time. But Flight Director Kwasi Aliberuho says NASA's keeping a close watch on the weather.
If the weather is not looking favorable for our Kennedy Space Center deorbit opportunity on Sunday, then I think what will likely happen is we might consider calling up all three available sites on Monday.
Four more shuttle flights remain. Discovery is scheduled to launch in April. This is NPR. President Obama is urging Democratic and Republican leaders to avoid political theater when they go to the White House for a special meeting on health care overhaul legislation next week. But as NPR's Julie Rovner reports, Democrats may resurrect some ideas that didn't pass the first time.
President Obama is expected to unveil his own health care bill early next week in anticipation of a bipartisan health summit set for Thursday. Meanwhile, however, nearly a dozen liberal members of the Senate have been pushing Majority Leader Harry Reid to bring back the idea of a so-called public option in the separate bill now being negotiated between House and Senate leaders. Reid, who says he personally supports a government-sponsored plan as one option in a reconfigured health system, had to drop the idea to get a bill through the Senate last December when he needed 60 votes. But now a spokesman said if the Senate turns to a budget procedure that only requires 51 votes, Reid will work to allow another vote on a public option. Julie Rovner, NPR News.
The Dutch government has collapsed over whether to keep Dutch troops in Afghanistan once their commitment ends in August. The prime minister says his Christian Democrats and the Labour Party couldn't find a compromise on the matter. Ukrainian Prime Minister Yulia Tymoshenko says she's dropping her legal case against the country's election results. She says the administrative court that would rule on her challenge could not be trusted to be fair. Ukraine's election commission had concluded pro-Russian opposition leader Viktor Yanukovych had won the election, but Tymoshenko charged the vote was rigged. Still, she says she does not recognize Yanukovych as the legitimate president-elect. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News in Washington.